Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's Friday, August 11th. We welcome you to the Optimize Your Life show, sponsored by the Hope Collection, the international, wonderful 501c3 nonprofit organization that has committed itself as its operation for the last 10 years as the organization as a kind of an umbrella, a resource that people can come to and get direct help from individuals, companies, and organizations. We're really a clearinghouse for all those things. And then we involve in projects along the way that enhance our involvement in being an example of a 501c3. And as a result, our organization doesn't build big monuments. We don't build directly. We may support an organization that's building a monument, but we're not building it. That's not what our job is. Our job is to help support that function of what that program is. So we're real proud to do that. We're so excited that you're able to join us today. I know on the East Coast, it's 12 o'clock, a little bit, a few minutes after. And, you know, they're running a few hours behind us out there on the West Coast. And because they're running a few hours behind us, they're just getting started. It's early there. And we are here, and we're so excited to be able to make this day a brighter day for everyone and a brighter day in America. And, gosh, I couldn't think of anybody that I'd want to be able to share my time of my lunch hour with than the famous. Excuse me, I've got a choke. I was eating grapes. Anyways, I was trying to say that we're having that famous hero, American hero, who has been nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize. The Who's Who in America book, everybody's aware that what school knows there's a book called Who's Who in America that recognizes the greatest contributors, people that make a difference in this world. And they recognize Len Cain, Captain Len Cain, as an influencer, the man of the year. Outstanding. I mean, just incredible humanitarian. And then you add on the nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. By the way, he's a hero. He's decorated a war hero. And I say decorated because he's been recognized by presidents, countries around the world, for his work as a pilot, as a cutting-edge leader, squadron leader. I go on. Oh, I'm just getting started, by the way. He actually is on the board of a world-famous medical company that's been rated the number one medical support company in the world. And Len Cain is on the board of Intiva Health. So now I've just outlined a couple little thoughts that we could talk about. I really want to bring Len Cain onto the show and say hello, Len.
Well, a very pleasant good day to you, Mr. Ron Kladian. God bless you. You're always such a gentleman, and you have been continuously helping to make it a better world. And I thank you for the kind words. As you forgot to tell him that I was a Boy Scout, but that's all right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is all in good fun because we are dedicated with the charity that I founded more than 50 years ago. That's half of a century. And we're all non-paid volunteers. We help children, churches, charities, nationwide, worldwide. Nice part of it, too, is Mr. Ron Kladian, who's the host of the show. He is a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society charity. And as I said, we're all non-paid volunteers. And whenever Mr. Ron Kladian does something wonderful, why, we double his salary. And he reminded me one day, he says, hey, Len, 2 times nothing is still nothing. But we're busy doing the work of the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope to have a little enjoyment in the show that you're listening to. Nothing heavy, nothing just terrible to do. Just enjoy and know that I'm not selling anything. And I usually jokingly say, we're on a radio show, but watch my lips. We're not selling anything. But we have a number of wonderful opportunities that we've been offering to people here, there, and everywhere. And that's the nice part about it, that helping to make it a better world. And I have to tell you about our most recent program. And ladies and gentlemen, it's called the Golden Rule Society's Worldwide Humanitarian Peace Conference. And it's kindness is what it is. And it goes like this. With kindness and love and hope in your heart, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. Oh, that's just when the good Lord gives us his love, we should share it with others. That's simple, but yet it's very powerful. And we invite you to visit our website. It's very easy to do. You should have a piece of paper, a pen handy. And the website is, as most people know how to do it, www.goldenrulesociety.com. That's all one word, no spaces. goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G. And that's what you do. When you get there, you're going to see the wonderful opportunities and all the wonderful, great things that we have been doing and that we have available to you to make it a better world. I call it the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. And we are, in fact, here to serve. And it's fun to do. It's just such a gratifying feeling. When Ron Clayton mentioned all those things, I mean, five nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I was just a coal miner's kid when I joined the Navy, and they sent me to flight school. And then I started flying airplanes. It's really wonderful, wonderful, gratifying, just so satisfying as well to help others and defend our country in so many ways. And being the Navy's very first Top Gun, before there was a Top Gun movie or a school or anything like that, and that was kind of nice. And the chairman and the chief of naval operations gave me this very nice ball cap, and on the top, which is, there's some little words, but it says Top Gun. And when I wear it, people say, "Wow, were you really the Top Gun?" And the nice part about it, yes. Competition, that's what it was all about. Anyway, that's what we should do, because while you're doing your life, everything that we're doing, we want to help you be more successful. Now, is that a good opportunity for you to take it for your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity? And the information I've given you, the www.goldenrulesociety.org, it's our website, and you can share that with your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church, your charity, because everybody ought to be doing it. Because whenever they get on board, they say, "Hey," and they've got this kindness campaign. And where did it come from? I graduated high school, ladies and gentlemen, and as I was leaving for the Navy, my mother stopped me and said, "Len, wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you meet, be kind." And I left home with those words, and they are so dramatically ingrained in my mind, in my heart, and in my soul. So whenever I meet somebody, whatever we do, I try to be kind, living up to the good guidance that my dear blessed mother gave. And I keep sharing with the world, and it seems to be working, helping everybody. Now, wouldn't it be a nice world if we would all just do that? Whatever you do, whoever you meet, where you go, be kind. A smile, a please, or a thank you. Simple as that. Whatever you need to do to help. And we could go on and on. At there, just as I was saying, what you do is visit the website and have people come late and you have a piece of paper and a pencil. But write this down. I'll say it again and again. I don't want people to miss it. It's our website. It's free. And it's www.goldenrulesociety.org, O-R-G, which simply means we're a charitable organization, nonprofit, founded in the great state of California, and, of course, stamp of approval by the entire United States of America. And as I said, more than a half of a century. And that just is a very nice feeling to know, helping others for all these many, many years as non-paid volunteers. Okay, I don't mean to be too terribly redundant, but that's why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll give you just a few teasers just to see what we get there when you by visiting the website. There's an opportunity to be a wise traveler. People say, what does wise traveler mean? I'll give you an example of a gentleman who joined the program. It's free. And he was going from the east coast of the United States to the west coast, and he was going to go back home, he and his wife. And he called the airline, and they said, yes, sir, that'll be, I'm just talking round numbers. He said, that'll be $1,000. And he says, well, I'm a member of the Golden Rule Society's Wise Traveler Program. And they said, told him, oh, in that case, let me, yes, it's only $500. Wow, he saved $500 on one trip, round trip. So he says, oh, Len, you're looking for a donation to the Golden Rule Society, aren't you, from that $500 that I saved? I said, life is choice. That's completely up to you. But we encourage you to share part of the money that you save with your church or your favorite charity. That way you know where the money is going, because Golden Rule Society, whatever we get, we give. But here you have control of it. You go to your charity or your church or your people that you're supporting in any way, shape, or form. That's the nice part about it. That's the wise traveler. And people, I have no control over the cost or the fares on the airline. And this goes good for same thing on a. If you're on a railroad or on a ship going someplace. So that's why you can take that. Anyway, excuse me. Somebody's calling my other phone. But I'll
you
keep talking.
Very
anyway,
sought
just
after
like
me when I'm came.
So that's the nice part about it.
Hello?
Yes, what was that?
After when came to talk to because you are so well-versed in so many areas. You have life experiences, and a few minutes with you, like this phone call, it's such a blessing on every giving week to have the privilege of Len Cain to be able to share his time to share the Golden Rule Society, the kindness campaign. Let me share a couple other items that Len Cain has brought to the table. When he hooked up with Dr. Griffin, the founder of the Hope Collection, Len Cain brought a program that is a beneficiary product for every single one who signs up, registers. And when you do that, you have available a prescription program that allows you to take your prescription from the doctor and have your doctor send it to that pharmacy. And what happens in the normal process, they fill it and there's a price on it. Well, in today's market, you all know that the prices keep going up like crazy, especially medicines and food. I just came to the grocery store. What I would normally buy for our house for 2 weeks would cost about $75 for two of us, adults. It just cost me $135, so almost identical. Same food we buy all the time. Very, very few different things in the basket. So it was $135. Now, when I went a year ago, I had to start taking special medicine. I've become diabetic through my stroke. And that medicine cost, well, the first prescription was $861, Len. Yes, it's a new medicine, but it's very, very, very good. In fact, what they advertised, and I want to share this because it's important, anybody who has diabetic background, if you're not taking Rybelsus, R-Y-B-E-L-L-I-S, Rybelsus takes your blood sugar down. Mine's at 5.3. I'm 70 years old. That's incredibly normal. Second thing, my blood pressure is 120 over 70. 70 years old. Pretty normal. I weigh 205 pounds. I was at 225, and when I started taking this medicine, that's what it did for me. Now, on the good side of that whole thing, yeah, we have medical, dental medical, but it's deductible. And that deductible doesn't kick in at a level, kicks in some, but doesn't really kick in until I reach my deductible, every number they put on it. Well, Len, when I took the prescription to my grocery store pharmacy, and I walked in, it was $861. With the pharmaceutical savings program that, Golden Rule provides, that dropped down $368 immediately. Immediately. Now, then I have to catch up on my medical deductible, okay? Now it's only cost me $10 for the rest of the year to have my medicine. I can live with that. Now, I'm just telling you that my wife's medications that she takes, we were able to cut in half the price we were paying for hers because of the pharmaceutical program that Golden Rule Society makes available to every single person. So you wonder, you say, well, you know, we don't charge anybody to join our organization. We don't charge anybody to use our program. But you get the benefit. So in my case, I figure if I just use just one pill, I save, what's 368? Let's round it to $400. 400 times 12, because we take it every month, is $4,800. What is it worth for me to be a member of the Golden Rule Society and join the prescription program? It's worth $4,800 a year. Would you say that's real money, Len?
Absolutely, and that's the nice feeling that we can share with others because we're helping people to get along in many different ways, saving themselves on money and giving them free educational put out by just the most brilliant people in the world. We have one that it's called the program is called the educational aspect, how to live a better life and how to be more successful in business. Why go making all the mistakes that have already been made? Why invest in money that you're going to lose? You don't need to do that. You learn from others who have been there, done that, and they say, this is the way you do it. Don't mess around with that other stuff because it's going to bite you. And you say, oh, and that's much better than learning the hard way. And ladies and gentlemen, that's why, again and again, we're here. We're here to serve. And it's our kindness campaign worldwide, helping others. And the good Lord knows we need it because we got people killing each other, destroying lives of others. And what are they going to get out of that? Get thrown in prison or worse? But why not hell make it a better world? And that's why we're here. So, Ron, you are a gentleman and a scholar, and it's just an honor and a pleasure to repeat the wonderful things that are available. And I could go down the list, but I'll turn it back over to you and let me know when you're ready. I'll be back online with you, standing by.
Well, Ron, I'm going to throw you a curveball because you know what? We have another exciting guest on the show, somebody who is qualified in so many areas of life. He's got degrees, and he's got more degrees than a thermometer. I've heard that. It's funny. But he's been well-educated. He has operated in the world in the South. He calls it Dirty South. I don't quite understand that because I think Southern people are the most genteel and nice and clean people there. So anyways, Country Boy, as he's known, has become a leader in the community, not just in his backyard, but around the world. And it's all about lifting people up, and he finds ways to make this world a better place. He is a light on the hill. He is a light in the can. He is a candle in the window. And we're so proud, again, call him a friend, an advisor, an important part of what we're doing. Country Boy, how you doing today?
Oh, you know, I'm better than good and better than most. If I get any better, I'll be just like the person that made me.
Oh, oh.
I just made that up, but it sounded good, didn't it? Listen. Every time Lynn Cain opens his mouth, my heart starts to go into overdrive. You hear me? It's the same kind of lesson that I had when I was a child. But see, when I was a child, I never thought I was a child. I hung out with old people. But my grandmama says, baby, always, that was before Coca-Cola, treat people the way that you want to be treated. You show them the same mercy and show them the same grace and same kindness. 40 years before, what would Jesus do in that little armband? God told me, and my grandmama says, baby, he's already done everything he said he was going to do. The question is, what are you going to do? Because everything that the divine creator has told us to do, he told and whispered Lynn Cain, this is what I want you to do, Lynn Cain. Joel Griffin, shout out to you, Joel Griffin. This is what I want you to do, Joel Griffin. I want you to paint the vision and make it clear, because people without vision will surely perish. But before you go, I want you to take some notes, write it down, and make it plain, and hand the playbook over to Ron Clayton so he can take your mantle and hold it up so we can pray and get one nation under one vibrational harmony. I call it one nation under love. Did you hear what Lynn Cain said when we first started this show? We intend, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we intend to do. Yeah, we have every intention to bless you. Why? Because we care. We care enough to share. Did you hear that word? Share enough with you so that you'll know. Forgive them, Father, because they know not. We don't want you to be running around here talking about, I didn't know you could do that. Ron Clayton shared with Lynn Cain, shared with him. I shared it with my personal assistant about them meds that you own. They might be charging you too much. Go to Lynn Cain's website, Golden. Did y'all hear that word? Golden. One more time for the king. Golden Rule Society. .org and click on the little navigation. I like it when Lynn says it. It don't come out quite. Just go to the Golden Rule Society and look over there and click on the navigation button. That's what I told her to do. She clicked on there and used the information that Ron Clayton cared enough to share enough information with her. So she and followed directions, found out the meds that she was taking was out of date. It's not going to do you no good. Got too many side effects. They got a new version over here. She's paying $186 as a senior citizen, too much, for her medicines per month. And after she clicked on the navigation button, now she pays $42. She told me she'd been taking that medicine for 11 years, and her balance has never been, and she's only been taking this one for less than a year, and it's better than it's been in 11 years. If I'd only knew then what I know now. So I'm just telling you guys, it's no hidden stuff. If you want to just take a look, go over there. And if we got partners over here, we got a little thing called www.rrcenter. Oh, by the way, that R stands for research. The second R stands for resources. So you're going to tell me that you don't know? If you don't know, ask Ron Clayton. He'll give you. If you don't know, ask me, Kane. He'll show you what navigation button. If you don't know, ask God. I'll pray about it with you. So listen, you guys, and coming to a low coast right now, Joel Griffin passed the mantle. The mantle's been passed along. Lynn Kane was around before the Father Faith showed up. He says, before Lynn Kane, before you graduated from that high school that you went to, before you became in the Navy, before you was gun, before you was international humanitarian man of the year, before you were nominated 5 times for a Nobel Peace Prize, he said, Lynn, before that was a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, before that was a tick or top, I knew you and I had plans to prosper you and your little buddy over there, Ron Clayton, and the whole Golden Rule Society and the whole Hope Connection and everybody that we're broadcasting to in 73 different countries and different languages, one nation under God. My plans was to prosper you and bring more love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. So just be kind. Back over you, Ron.
Well, Country Boy, you have such a great way of putting it that anybody that calls into the show, I know we have a diverse group of people that follow. The radio station is called Blog Radio and was invented by a man, a genius, named Burl Walt. And before there was Zoom, before there was Friends, all these other communication tools, before it just would be your phone. You know, before that, it was a can of soup with a string on it. Well, because we have this program that we can talk to each other like this live at a week's scheduled time, and we open the show every week, Monday through Friday, and what it allows people to do, we assign either a person or a title to the shows, and throughout the week we have Family Day show. We've got one show on Wednesdays that you can learn if you have children, particularly if you have children or family members that are special needs people, and they need to have that. They are what they are. They need help, special help, and we have experts like Mary, who has a former service lady. I know it's probably not politically correct. By the way, guys, if you're going to worry about being politically correct, go to another show, go someplace else. We respect people. We're not doing anything in our speech to hurt anybody. So I don't want to hear somebody that says, well, they hurt my feelings. Go away. We're here to help and lift people up. Our words are to respect people. We're not doing anything to hurt anybody. Just the opposite. And this world is so filled with people every other day. I was listening to the radio on the way to work today, and a guy was invited to a party at the, it was a government organization, so invited to a party and went there. It was held outside of work hours, and it was political in nature. He went, and one day he didn't go because it would be important, because it fit in with just the organization he works with. Now, that not necessarily, I'm not saying that's absolutely right or wrong, but he went. And at that meeting, at that event, a number of things were said by some people which were wrong, no question. He is now suing the city of Rochester $4 million because he was hurt. Oh, my God, they took bad stuff. Come on, everybody, let's grow up a little. When I was a kid, it was sticks and stones will break your bones, but names will never hurt you. Let's get a
Ron, can I, Ron, can I jump in right there?
Yes, you can.
I was getting ready to say some stuff on the air one day, and with Ron being our new elected president, the founder pass the mantle on to him, and we have something in the house called protocol. Ashley and Kane, the captain. If you want to do some stuff, you don't just do it. Especially my grand. Oh, back in the old days, there was a song called "It's Your Thing, Do What You Want to Do." But then my granddaddy turned the song off and scratched the record. I think he might have crushed it against his knee. Where'd you get that from? You can do what you want to do as long as it don't hurt or bring heart harm or danger to anybody around you. But if you've got life in you, you're going to be connected to something that you might not even care about, like friends or family, if you're blessed enough to have them. Here's where I'm going, Ron, real quickly, and I'm going to pass the baton back over to you. I got ready to say something one day on the air, and I said, Ron, please forgive me, because I'm getting ready to release some truth. He started laughing. He said, whoa, wait, country. Wait a minute. You think you're going to tell the truth? You don't have to water down the truth. The truth sets people free. Sometimes it might hurt. I call it hard love. I might say something to you that might hurt your feelings, but I'm not going to let Lynn Kane go to lunch with me and eat that big hamburger with purple onions on it and then get right in the middle of the meeting and say, Lynn Kane, your breath stinks. But I can tell Lynn on the way there, Lynn, your breath kind of smelling like onions or something. You want to dick that? Here it comes, Ronnie, and I'm done. As long as you're telling the truth. The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth until it ain't. Huh.
Well, Country Boy, what you're saying and what we do here, we don't intentionally do anything or try to do something to hurt anybody. So if someone hears something that they're not, maybe they didn't understand what was said, maybe they didn't hear the whole circumstances. But what we're about is lifting people up and finding ways to bridge gaps, to close the gaps, to make it unifying. And you know what? Out of that, that's a word called respect. And Joel was, that was almost, I would say, next to loving the Lord, respect was the next best thing that Joel talked about. We're supposed to edify each other. Edify is not false worship. Edify is as actual, that is actually, it's compliments that are command, that are done. We are, I'm trying to think of the word that's not coming to me right now. It's words that are should be happen. It's good, and we don't just glorify somebody. We talk a lot about Len Kane. And we do, because he deserves it. He's honorable. He's paid the price to be that. So we just don't go around saying things to hurt someone. Occasionally, you may something that, you know, you're talking about feeding the animals in the field, and you say something about going out and, you know, maybe feed the animals in the field. No, I don't want you to feed animals. We don't need to be animals. I'm a vegan, and I don't like animals. Okay, fine. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't share feeding the animals. So that's what I'm talking about, Country Boy in line, and anybody on the call. We have to learn. You know, there's a guy in the middle of a riot in Los Angeles, and everybody on this call knows what I'm talking about, the power of media. He said, can't we just get along?
Well, my question, okay, here comes one more cliff note, Ron.
Yes, sir.
When the divine creator said it was good, saw it was good, and it was good, it was of him. Ron already told you, we don't mind. You can call him Yahweh. You can call him El Hahim. You can be Presbyterian. You can be Catholic. You can be Methodist. We never throw a question mark on what your religious belief. We just said one nation under God. Now, if it's good, it's of him. If it's good, it's of him. If it's good, it's of him. Did Jerron Clayton just not say, we're not doing nothing that's hurt, harm, danger, condemn, come to take away, discredit, destroy? Those are words of that other little guy they said is trying to battle against the Almighty King. But let me just tell you guys, let me break it down to you in grandmama's terms one more time. It's a blessing. Oh, y'all not listening to me. Do you understand the words that are coming out my mouth? It's a blessing to be a blessing. Shakespeare put it in a riddle and handed it to Hamlet. Say, go tell the people to be or not to be. Are you to be a blessing or are you not to be a blessing? This is what is complicated in this fact. If you could bless yourself, then we wouldn't need each other. The divine creator says you go forth and treat other people, and whatever you put out there creates what Joel Griffin called a cycle of appreciation. And here's the crazy part. The person that you bless probably ain't going to be the person that blesses you back. It's a thought. It's a feeling. It's a spiritual thing that we're talking about. A blessing comes from a level that is not about you. Yeah. Love says, what can I do for you? Did I not give you the other cliff notes? He says, I am. I am love. Back over you, Ron.
You're awesome, gentlemen there, Mr. Brad Dorsey. Keep up your great work. God bless you and your lovely bride, Yvette.
Thank you, Mr. Vigna. Thanks for being on our call last night. Well, now we're getting ready to take kindness and put it in a bottle of water. Yeah, we're going to use water to spread kindness across America with different people's label on there. And then now we're joining forth because Lynn accidentally leaked the secret that health is your first wealth. That's why we were talking about Continua and about what you can go on the Golden Rule Society, how you can get better meds, how you can send stuff over there and they run it through the DNA system and see if your mama then was on that medicine if you don't need to take it. We got technology. We got God on our side. We got some of the people. Joel Griffin, country boy, calls them super friends. Yeah, we're super friendly. Super kind, working together to bless humankind. Joel says, I'm going to take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We're going to bring everybody and allow them to love their very, very best. We don't care what you do, Gary. Keep handing out hope cards, Gary, because nobody told them that hope is the grandfather. Oh, well. Mother Nature, Mary. Hope is the grandfather for that little mustard seed that you call faith. Faith is a substance of things hope for. Well, if you have nothing to hope for, then you have nothing to activate that little mustard seed of faith. Ron, I hope you are doing good in all areas of your life. Lynn, I hope health is your first wealth, and just like Joel Griffin for 14 years, he was like our father Abraham says, sat up in the bed, strengthening himself, and said, death, wait a minute. Can you imagine what kind of spiritual river says, I can't die right now. I got work to do. I got to get her done. So what we're operating right now, we're operating, they call it solar energy. Lynn Cain calls it Holy Ghost energy. I told him when I bought my first truck, Lynn, I couldn't believe the guy sold me that truck. He said, what was wrong with it, country? I said, on the front bumper, there was a tag. He said, well, what did it say? I said, God is my co-pilot. I told him, I dare you to have the audacity to put my God and your God in the co-pilot seat. Lynn, you were the top gun. Was you flying the plane? Did you duck on the missile?
Well, I had a co-pilot. I had a co-pilot. The good Lord is always with me.
God before. That means in front. God is my shepherd. In front. The shepherd always walks in front. Not behind you. He's not your co-pilot. Here's the last one, Lynn, and I'm going to land this plane. Watch this.
I told Ron last week, God, our friend Rick Reese launched a satellite 30-something years ago before you even knew you needed a GPS. Wisdom, the man that has the power to change your path, the one that knows every breath you take and controls your right now, and the only one that controls your tomorrow to this pilot thing in your life. The spirit was the spirit before you, and your most powerful force in the human race is the power of the human mind. You was a spirit, Beverly Nadler says, before you became the flesh person. Now what happens? I'm not going to preach to you. Watch this. You took the spirit, and he put you into a fleshly body, and that's where the balance of us comes. So we're one's worst enemy is one cell. So my question to you again, what are you saying to you about you? Here's a cliff note, and then I'm done, Ron. I was reading in that book, it says, you! Yeah, it was talking to you if you was reading it. I was reading it, it was talking to me. It says, you! Yeah. Me, yeah, you. You could be blessed in your going and your coming, Lynn Cain, Ron Clayton. Oh, but what they forgot to tell you in the graduating in the spirit of just believing and graduating from believing to knowing and graduating from knowing to trusting is you are the blessing. So when you're going and coming, don't be walking thinking around that somebody's going to run up to you and give you something. When you said, my grandmama says, wherever you go, Lynn Cain, you let your little light shine. Misery loves company. Love company. God says, and I'm closing, I am the truth and the light. So if you let your little light shine, it will unconsciously give other people a reason to let their little light shine. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. So do unto others before they do unto you. Smile, grin, wave, give them a thumbs up, and when you give love, kindness, and hope away, it comes right back to you, back over you, Ron Clayton.
Well, I'd like you someday, country boy, I'd like to get excited, okay? I know you've been shy for so long, and we've had a hard time trying to get you to come out and share your heart. But I got to tell you something, you do a pretty darn good, guy. Thank you. Lynn Cain, you know, we get into some really, really wonderful discussions on our shows. And what I love about Friday is we kind of we're the catch-all before the weekend. We leave this show charged to go out and say hi, lift somebody up, help somebody, make their day a better day. Somebody knows somebody who this weekend is moving, or is doesn't have anything, or has been sick and needs a friend. Somebody has something, it might be something as simple as cutting their grass. I don't know. There's something each one of us can do to make somebody's life just a little nicer and not expect anything back. Don't even expect a thank you. But know this, when you do it, God knows you've done it. We don't have to stand on a soapbox and brag how great we are. We're not politicians. We don't have to brag and well, I saved you. I did this for you. I love on every Friday at the end of the week, you always hear the politicians always come out and say what they did for us. They never tell you that they spent your own money. They spent your money to do what they claim is great. Doesn't it? Did you ever stop to think about that? All these people that claim to do all this stuff, and it isn't even their money. And a lot of times,
absolutely,
if they try that, it isn't anything that's good. So I want to lift the people up that do good and honor them and edify them. Like one came. Hey, Len.
Yes, sir. Wow. You guys are just terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm the guest speaker on the Friday show of the Hope Collection, and I'm here with Mr. Ron Clayton and Mr. Brad Dorsey, and those two gentlemen are both senior advisors in the Golden Rule Society charity. Wonderful, educated men who are dedicated. They've dedicated their lives to help you, the listeners, because you're going to share that which you're hearing and what you can get find available to you on the Golden Rule Society website. As I said it again and again, if you didn't write it down, www.goldenrulesociety, all one word, .org. And we keep mentioning a gentleman by the name of Joel Griffin. And what a small world this is. I was a high school quarterback and our football team, and our high school coach went to school at Mansfield University. And guess what? This gentleman that I meet 40 years later, his name is Ron, no, not Ron Clady, but Mr. Joel Gripping, who went to the same school. And I got it together when I finally met Mr. Joel Gripping, who was a brilliant man. Let me give you the example. After he finished school at Mansfield University, he went on to Penn State in Pennsylvania and got his doctorate in mathematics. And I'm telling you, he was a brilliant man, because after he finished college and he was showed, people saw what he was doing and who he is and what he had, the capabilities, he ended up as a personal advisor to three of the presidents of the United States of America. Not one, not two, but three. We met later on, and we established a relationship and a friendship that Mr. Joel Gripping was, God bless him, because he died of cancer last year, and it tugs at the heartstrings. But he was a senior advisor in the Golden Rule Society. I mean, that wasn't a step down, as he said. I didn't step down from the presidents of the United States or the Golden Rule Society. He says virtually it was a step up, because what the Golden Rule Society is doing, we're touching the lives of more people here, there, and everywhere than anybody else. And that's the beauty of it. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the gentleman, Mr. Joel Gripping, has done and did do, God bless him, in his life. And he continues, because he formed this organization called the Hope Collection. And hope, what does hope mean? I spell it honesty, organization, positive persistence, and enthusiasm. That's what hope really means. And I love the word hope, because enthusiasm is what we really need. And we all know people who are enthusiastic. And the word enthusiasm comes from the Greek word entheos. And entheos means the spirit of God within. So if you are enthusiastic or know somebody who's enthusiastic, you know that they have the spirit of God within them. So here was my suggestion. Why don't you be a bit more enthusiastic about everything you do? And you'll see what a wonderful life you have and are available of sharing with others. Because that's what I told you earlier, the KISS program. Keep it simple, servant. Share and serve others by sharing the love that the good Lord gives us with others. Why not? That's a lot more fun than throwing rocks at people or shooting at them or just doing bad things. That's why we're here, to serve. So it is an honor and a pleasure always to be on the show, because we have some other things that we want you to take into consideration. I told you about the website, goldenrulesociety.org, and you'll see some of the wonderful things that we have available for you. And I guess it's a success for you. And this is the educational, the motivational, the inspirational, character-building guidance. Why not be that way than somebody just barely getting along? And it's fun to be happy, performing wonderful things, being courteous and being kind and being enthusiastic. Wow. Why not? So we've got all kinds of opportunities in the operations that we provide to you. And watch my lips. Most everything is free. Some things are better than free. And please do yourself, your family, your friends, your neighbors, your churches, your church, and tell them about this. Because if you keep this a secret to yourself, it's not fair. Because we have to share the kindness. And I'll say it again, the Golden Rule Society's kindness campaign worldwide. With love and kindness and hope in your heart for the peace and joy in the world, treat others the way you want to be treated, truthfully, with dignity and respect. What a wonderful world it would be. So let's all together and work for that. We need a peaceful world. That's what it's all about. And Ron, we have just a few more minutes to go, and I'd like to turn it back over to you if you have more to say, and you can always turn it back up to me, because we can talk about the worldwide humanitarian work. We can talk about who's who in America. We can talk about the keynote speakers and Hofer and all those wonderful things. But I'm here to serve. Back over to you, Ron, and it's an enjoyable and an honor and a pleasure to be on this show with you and Brad Dorsey and with anybody else. God bless. Back
man,
over
Ron,
you, and I'm standing by.
Man, Ron, I got an acronym for you guys. Man, you know, I know you always writing in while you're talking. I got an acronym for you guys and everybody else that's listening for hope. Y'all ready? Here it comes. H-O-P-G. Help one person every day. We're going to pay it forward. Each one teach one. Hope is help one person every day. Ron gave you an example. Country Boy's got 14 women that are 90 years plus that I mow their lawns for free. It doesn't matter what you're doing. I have one of my best friends owns of Urban Spice magazine, Urban Spice Twins, T-W-I-N-Z. They only have 3.7 million followers, and he does a lot of stuff in the community and in the schools now that they're open. Of course, he contracted corona. So my job yesterday was to go get him some vitamin C and a thermometer. Ron just said, everybody, Rick Reese calls it market place ministry. Doesn't matter if you're retired school teacher, grandmama. I got a grandmama that's 96 years old that works in my nursery. She rocks about 40 babies asleep per half an hour. Never seen a baby that can stay in grandmama's arms in a rocking chair and say, I don't want to go to sleep, grandmama. So it doesn't matter. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do. When you do what you do, doesn't matter. I picked on Lynn Cain just a few minutes ago. Granddaddy's speaking now. He says it doesn't matter what no one else thinks about you. You can't control no one else's thoughts. You can't control what comes out of Country Boy's mouth. You can't control what no one else says about you. You can't have nobody say one thing without having somebody say another. Dark, light, good, bad, up, down, front, back. Can't have one without the other. Can't control what they think. Can't control what they say. Can't control what no one else does. You can't control what no one else does. You have to do what you do. One more time and I landed. Ain't nobody, well, we say ain't down here in the dirty South, the dirty, dirty South. Yeah, we don't mind getting dirty with you. Well, we came from the dirt. We're going to go back to the dirt. Ain't nobody can do what you do like you do when you do what you do. Marvin Gaye shows up and say the world ain't going to get no better if we just let it be, if we're going to change the world, starting with you and me. Back over you, Ron.
Well, there's a choice for the weekend. Isn't it, Len Kane? I'm telling you. Again, I love Friday afternoons because it's like the recharge. And there are certain times throughout the week. My week, you know, daily, I pray daily and I study daily. And I'm looking to learn more and grow closer to my Lord. Because when I do, I become happier, better, and knowing that I'm in his will. So the things I do, he can bless. Now, it's funny because Sunday we kind of get from a person who's been trained and who has been called to be a pastor, a leader. So we get to learn from a pastor. Then Sunday afternoon we have family time. Then on Monday we have Marketplace Ministries, a prayer group with Rick Reese and all the folks around the world that reach in and become members and join in with the special meeting. And all Monday through Friday, any day of the week, we can call in to optimize your life and learn from it. Guys, we are surrounded with the opportunity and the ability to be blessed. And I thank you for coming on the shows. I thank you for being a partner because we have created a unity, a mission. We're like a team of marching. And I'll start singing here shortly, and I can't sing, so you don't want me to do that. But here's the thing. We can, in our unity, be a force for good. And I know you are, and I thank you for participating, making this day special. One Kane, be blessed. We love you. You have a great day. And everybody else also.
God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Clayton, thank you kindly from my heart. Be kind, be courteous, hold your love.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, good day, everybody.